Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day where we can partake of that which is written for us in heaven, our days ordained for us. So thank you for another day in the life, the freedom, the goodness that we have in you, united in you with the Father in the Holy Spirit, in all the spiritual blessings that you've got in mind for us. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Another new, beautiful day on the path of righteousness. It's a path that's just getting brighter and brighter till full day. Hallelujah. So the readings this morning is, my sweetie?
1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 to 8. God's will is for you to be set apart for Him in holiness, and that you keep yourselves unpolluted from sexual defilement. Yes, each of you must guard your sexual purity with holiness and dignity, not yielding to lustful passions like those who don't know God. Never take selfish advantage of a brother or sister in this matter, for we've already told you and solemnly warned you that the Lord is the avenger in all these things. For God's call on our lives is not to a life of compromise and perversion, but to a life surrounded in holiness. Therefore, whoever rejects this instruction isn't rejecting human authority, but God Himself, who gives us His precious gift, His Spirit of holiness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life and life in abundance found in you. Hallelujah. You're so, you know, the beautiful thing that we need to realize according to the word, that we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. That's the reality in God's heart for each and every one of us. And that's what we were born into when we were formed in our mother's womb. And we came out here, the days that God had in mind for us were all written. So that's His plan from the beginning, predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in Jesus. But then what, not knowing this, we came into a world that God is around and He's working powerfully, but then there's the powers of darkness also around. So when we haven't grown up in the instructions, in the love of God, we get seduced by these powers and principalities of darkness. And that's where we find that wrong things are coming forth in our lives, that there's a power greater than us at work. And that tells you in Ephesians 2 verse 2, it's a spirit at work in sons of disobedience. So He seduces us. But then as people that know God and know the gospel and know the way to the truth and the life is found in Jesus, that He died on that cross to take away our sins, to break the power of the evil one, so that we can receive the new birth in the Holy Spirit and then wake up to what God has in mind for us. And we see this so beautifully in Paul, where he's speaking about the life before he met Jesus, before he received the Spirit, before he was obedient to the leadings of the Spirit, and before he was a spiritual man, he was a carnal man. And that's why Romans 7 verse 1 says, I write to those that know the law. And then he goes on to explain that the law gave him the intentions, made him see, you know, there is good things out there, because there's nothing wrong in the law. All beautiful things to do, the right things, the things that God made us to do. But then he found that he couldn't do it. So there was something within him that was greater than his ability to do the good. And this power took hold of him. The good that he wanted to do, he couldn't do. And that's what he didn't want to do, he done. But then he cries out right in the end, who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? So there's a body, and Ephesians 2 verse 2, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience. And so you need something more than your will to do good. You need to look to Jesus, who's died to deal with that, to deal with that body, to deal with that sin, to deal with all shortcomings, everything that was to do with sin that came in through Adam. The second Adam took it away in his death. When he died, that was dealt with. And when he was risen up and he went into the presence of the Father, the newness of the Spirit was made available so that we can now walk in the Spirit. We now can be born again, new people, led by the Spirit, and sons are led by the Spirit, where they're making room, where they just wake up every morning just wanting to please God. And so his mercies are new every morning. And then he encourages us and he enlightens us so that we can refresh others as well, and we can be lights in the darkness, children of the living God. So that's what it's all about, guys. So Romans 8 comes and takes you from Romans 7 into Romans 8. But in Romans 7 verse 4, it points out there what actually happened. You wake up to Jesus and you married, you're a bride now, you're the church now, you're the called out ones to bear fruits to God. And then the law of the Spirit is at work in you to quicken your life, to bring out, make the Father and the Son and all the wonderful promises real to you, and then to bring it pass in your life. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can pray that you bring our spirit, soul, body, and birthright into alignment with your perfect will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.